Will unsnapped the lid of his pill bottle and withdrew another glassy piece of binder. He would have to divide more soon and make another count. Come to think of it, Ezra and Bet likely needed a few more as well. They'd each spent several when they'd escaped the Surratt. Will held a piece up to swoop, but before she could accept the gift, Credic interrupted.
"You've got quite a few of those things," he said. "Interesting that a boy who's only been here a few days would manage to get such a healthy supply."
"Is that a question?" Will said as Swoop snapped away the small piece.
"Not yet," Credic said. "I'm not so interested in that subject." He paused a moment. "Though others would be."
Will didn't really know what he thought of Credic. Part of him seemed to think he was nice, helpful even. But there was definitely something strange as well. Will hoped he was just sort of like his brother. The Mender had been quite odd. Maybe it was just how that family acted.
"Point."
Credic's statement reminded Will that he had to show Swoop where to open up the pocket. Will put his hand up, and Swoop made a wide circle. The opening shimmered purple, and Will stepped through. Once he did so, he turned back to see if Credic or Greg had moved at half speed. Unfortunately, neither of them moved at all, so he turned and pushed his way out of the house's wall. Once he stepped outside, he saw Bet and Ezra. They had walked a bit away. Will got to them quickly and sent Swoop to cut another opening out of the void side. When the pocket opened, he noticed the two of them sort of jump away in surprise. Immediately, Will felt badly. He should have thought about that. As he stepped out of the pocket, he called to them in a reassuring voice.
"Hey, it's just me," Will said.
The two of them didn't answer, but they looked relieved.
"What are you doing?"
"It's getting late," Ezra said. "We need to come up with some place to sleep."
"Well," Will gave a slight shrug. "I talked to Credic, that's the teacher's name, and he said we could, sleep inside."
Bet's eyes darted to Ezra. He just said his jaw and gave a sniff.
"Look," Ezra said, "do you think that's a good idea? We haven't met him, not really, at least."
"I talked to him," Will said, "and I think he's okay. Now, he is weird. I don't completely feel comfortable with him, but I don't really think it would be any safer from him just outside his house."
"What do you mean?"
Bet said. I just got a sort of small lesson on pockets. He told me about the void side. I think if you weren't well hidden out here, it'd be easy to find you anyways."
"Speaking of that," Ezra said, "you know how I told you I thought we were being followed?"
"Yes."
"Bet thinks she saw something while you were inside."
But Bet shifted her weight anxiously.
"Merton?" Will said.
"I don't think so. I saw something large and black." She pointed up toward the cliffside. "It looked like more like the Mukik, the toad we ran from back at Bezda."
"Why would that be following us?" Will said.
"Not sure." Ezra began to gather his things. "But if she's right, whoever it is that's following us is probably worse than Credic, or whatever his name is. I say we sleep inside."
Ezra continued to gather his things, so Bet did the same.
"We'll follow you,"
she said finally.
"Okay, let's go," Will said. "Now we're gonna have to go through a pocket to get inside. You guys ready for that?"
The two of them nodded, but Will wasn't so sure he believed them. How do Bet and Ezra react from going through the portal? They're excited by the new possibilities that it shows. They're scared of the process. Or they are saddened because it reminds them of their parents.